From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman, an expanded role for the United States in Afghanistan. President Barack Obama has approved a wider role for the U.S. military in Afghanistan to help local forces combat the Taliban. This new plan, which follows months of debate, will allow for increased airstrikes against the Taliban when necessary, and more generally give U.S. forces more flexibility in how they partner with Afghan forces. The plan does not involve U.S. ground troops. This decision will once again redefine the U.S. military's role in Afghanistan more than a year after international combat troops finished their missions, leaving Afghan troops to fight the Taliban. Thousands of people today cheered and threw roses in the streets of Muhammad Ali's hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, as they bade farewell to the boxing legend and civil rights hero known as the greatest. A mass funeral procession, a private burial, and public memorial service were wrapping up 2 days of tributes to the three-time heavyweight world champion who died last week at the age of 74 after a long battle with Parkinson's disease. For more than 2 hours, the funeral procession moved slowly through the city of 600,000 in the southern U.S. state, where Ali was born at a time of racial segregation. The cortege passed by sites that were important to the champ. His childhood home, the Ali Center, the Center for African American Heritage, which focuses on the lives of blacks in Kentucky, and along Muhammad Ali Boulevard before arriving at the Cave Hill ceremony for a hero's burial. Fans were in a festive mood, taking photos, cheering, applauding, and chanting Ali's name in the bright sunshine as they lined a route through the streets of Louisville, Kentucky's biggest city. This is VOA News.